From Tidbits on August 29th, 2011, this is How to Fax and Lion by Adam C. Angst. Faxing has been around in one form or another since the mid-1800s, and while there's no question that it's disappearing from many businesses around the world, there are still industries that rely heavily on faxed documents, notably real estate and construction, where paper trails of signed documents remain important. Standalone fax machines aren't going away anytime soon. It's relatively easy to find multifunction print-scan fax devices, and internet faxing has become commonplace. But it has become more difficult to fax using a modem attached to your telephone line. That's especially true for users of macOS 10 10.7 Lion, which deprecates faxing in several ways. First, the Print and Fax preference pane from 10.6 Snow Leopard is now called Print and Scan, but when you click the plus button to add a device, you can still add a fax modem. Secondly, the Apple USB modem, discontinued in 2009, won't work in Lion because it relies on 32-bit drivers that don't work, and thus aren't included, in the 64-bit Lion. Though I haven't tested this, you can supposedly start Lion in 32-bit mode with these instructions for 10.6 Snow Leopard, and user Moonchild Dave reported in the Mac Rumors forum that the old 32-bit drivers from the modem can be copied over from Snow Leopard to Lion. Others had trouble with this procedure, but if you have an Apple USB modem that you need for a very occasional fax, it's worth a try moving the old drivers over and restarting in 32-bit mode. A better solution that doesn't require restarting or fussing with old kernel extensions is simply to buy a new USB modem that does work in Lion. Reader James Cutler has confirmed for us that the US Robotics USR5637 modem works perfectly in Lion. You can download possibly unnecessary firmware and modem script updates from the US Robotics website, which previously reported this model as being Lion 10.7 ready. In a thread in the Apple support communities, the Zoom 3095 modem is also reported to function under Lion. Both of these modems cost about $45. These changes in Lion don't affect us, since we rely on a now-discontinued Epson AccuLaser CX11 NF multifunction printer for outgoing faxes of physical documents, and the Max Email Internet Fax Service for incoming faxes, which appears to be one of the cheapest at around $24 per year for the light, non-local, fax-only plan. But your needs may vary, and if that includes sending and receiving faxes from your Mac running Lion, a compatible modem may be your best option. I've received several queries about alternatives to Smile's Page Sender, which is full-featured fax software that provides capabilities well beyond just printing to fax in macOS 10's print dialog. Smile tells me that they will continue to maintain Page Sender for use with Snow Leopard, but have no plans to update it for Lion. As far as I've been able to discover, there is no comparable Lion-compatible fax software for individuals still in development. For groups that need a fax server, Soft Solutions has a beta of Foresight Fax Server that claims to be compatible with Lion. However, the cheapest package of Foresight Fax costs $495, so if you don't need a group fax solution, you might find it easier to set up an old Mac Mini with Snow Leopard and PageSender. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and okay, I have to admit, I almost never send faxes, but every now and then, you know, you got to do something for school, you got to do something for some business you're doing work with. That's annoying, but most of the time you can get by with PDF and email, and when you can't, that fax machine still comes in handy.